dog that's hypoallergenic, and the poodle may you and photogenic. Don't shed, don't bark, and can play in a band. Like a shot of good love, I got a puppy in a truck. If you see us a shot of good love, I got a puppy in a truck, and some unconditional love, like a shot of good love, get a puppy in a truck, if you see us rolling up, say what's up, puppy.
You know how sometimes you hear a song and you just can't figure out if it's a really fun song or if it's one of the world's stupidest songs? That's where I kind of sit with that last track. It is new music from Jenny Lewis. The song is called Puppy and a Truck. There is something about it, though, that's addictive, and I can't help but enjoy it. And it puts a smile on my face and thought, you know what? Let's just share it here on Girly So Groovy. In the middle, it is new music from Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant. She has a fabulous new album called Champagne Problems. We actually just featured her just last week here on Girly So Groovy. I broke one of my rules of not really playing somebody 2 weeks in a row, but last week we did something different with Jen Grant. We had her doing a duet with Buck 65 for their cover of Leonard Cohen's Who by Fire, but hearing Jen Grant's gorgeous voice last week reminded me just how beautiful the brand new album Champagne Problems is. She released it earlier this summer in June. We heard the song Easy Come, Easy Go from Jen Grant. And then kicking things off with that set, Melbourne, Australia, alternative band Frente, going back to 1992 with their breakout sophomore album, Marvin, the album. We heard the song Accidentally on Kelly Street. Okay, we have time for one more set. Where are we going with this? Oh, yeah. So, speaking of fabulous new music, Montreal singer-songwriter Alison Russell has released a gorgeous sophomore album. It's one of those albums that kind of crept up on me. When I first heard it, I thought, yeah, this is, you know what, this is a good album. Solid songwriting. But with every listen, I find something to take it a little deeper and more meaningful with every listen. This album is called The Returner. How about we check out the opening track, Springtime, right now from Alison Russell here on Girly So Groovy.
Springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
But I used to think that I was doomed to die young, to be consumed. Our lullabies were violent. Those winters of my discontent. So long farewell, adieu.
So long farewell, adieu.
To that tunnel I went through.
To that tunnel I went through.
And my reward, my recompense.
My reward, my recompense.
my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Bye.
It was about 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago now, back in 1995, when the highly respected Grammy Award-winning contemporary jazz singer Cassandra Wilson released her album New Moon Daughter. It was an album at the time that I remember a friend actually included on a mixtape. That's how much I'm dating myself. And it was a voice in an album that I absolutely fell in love with and then kind of cycled through it and kind of forgot about and realized, I don't know, in the 22 years of Girly So Groovy, if we have ever featured Cassandra Wilson. And I wanted to correct that and find ways to bring that gorgeous voice here onto the program. The song is called Death Letter. Again, that's from her 1995 album, New Moon Daughter. Since releasing that album, she has released so much music. Music that's also crossed over to funk, blues, even rap. Again, though, really her stronghold is jazz. In the middle, it is music from Montreal, soul, R&B, singer-songwriter Dominique Fils-Aimée. The new album is called Our Roots Run Deep, and I am in love with this album. We heard the song Hide from The Drama, and then, of course, starting the set off with another Montreal talented singer-songwriter Alison Russell. Her sophomore solo album is called The Returner. We heard the opening track, Springtime. Well, friends, speaking of time, this is my absolute least favorite time of the week. It is when I have to say goodbye to you, the loyal listener and friend of Girly So Groovy. I just can never say thank you enough. Whether you've tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, the full 22 years, this show would be nothing without you. For 22 years, Girly So Groovy has broadcasted in the Windsor and Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM and now is syndicated coast to coast in Canada and dipping even south into the United States. Maybe you are listening right now on your favorite community or campus station. In British Columbia, you can find us in Shuswap, Kamloops, Burnaby, or Nanaimo. We're in Lethbridge, Alberta, Winnipeg, Manitoba. In addition to Windsor, in Ontario, you can find us in Thunder Bay, Kingston, and Sudbury. We are in Halifax and Sydney, Nova Scotia. In New Brunswick, we are in Sackville, Fredericton, and St. John. And then, of course, that eastern tippy tip of Canada in Bond Bay, Newfoundland. And then down south, just outside of Chicago, in the suburbs, we are in LaGrange, Illinois. Or maybe you are one of the nearly 2,000 people who choose to listen to us online week after week. Listen at your leisure on our free listening page. We're on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth, that's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy, simply waiting for you to press play and pause and listen at your leisure. What's great about those 10 weeks, you can find a number of some of the special shows, the trailblazing, groundbreaking artists. Last week, we did our cover episode. Don't forget that next week, it is my absolute favorite episode in the entire 52 weeks. It is an episode that I get so stressed about in all the music nerd ways. It is going to be our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2023, plus honorable mentions. And then 2 weeks from now, we will be doing our holiday extravaganza. That's coming up as well. If you ever want to stay in the know about special programming here on Girly So Groovy, like or follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio. Or on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy. Again, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. I think I have done enough of a sales pitch. Let's wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. One absolute fabulous singer-songwriter who also was a former music programmer along with me at CJAM is Alison Brown. She released a fantastic covers album, and I didn't get a chance to feature it last week, so I thought let's wrap up this week with it. So the new album is called Just Another Memory. It's available on Bandcamp, I believe. Again, Alison Brown. We are going to check out Alison Brown's cover of the Willie Nelson. That is the name that this frazzled brain is trying to remember. Cover of Willie Nelson's Tomorrow Night. I believe it was Willie Nelson who wrote this. I know that Patty Griffin has covered it. Oh, geez. Anyways, it's Alison Brown doing a cover in a very beautiful way. So Alison Brown with Tomorrow Night here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks for tuning in. Cut, 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 cut. You know what? I could not let this go. I had to do a quick Google. No, it's not a Willie Nelson song. It was originally written in 1939 by songwriter Sam Coslow and Will Groves, and then made popular by covers of Patti Page, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bob Dylan, Patti Griffin, Tom Jones. Now here is Alison Brown's version of Tomorrow Night. Oh, I had to get that off my chest.
said tonight.
Je vis dans la...